The Torah tells us that regarding all the holidays, a Jew is supposed to come to Yerushalayim to see Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash. And it says, V'lo yiro ponai reikom. Hashem says, don't come empty-handed. Ish kemaknas yodoi. Each person with the gifts that they want to give from their hand, shebirkas Hashem alikecha, based on the blessing that Hashem has given to you, bring charity. Bring charity to the Kohanim, to all the people that need. And yet, when it comes to the holiday of Pesach, we see something unique that we don't see at any of the other holidays. When the Shulchan Aruch presents the laws of the holiday of Pesach, the first line, the Ramah says, it's a custom to provide wheat, flour, for the poor people for the holiday of Pesach. This is the first item before there's any talk about chametz, matzah, 4 cups of wine. Step one in preparing for this holiday of Pesach is charity. When we pray to Hashem, we mention several times, Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, Chaneinu Va'aneinu, please show us grace. Please respond to our prayers. Ki ein banu masin. We're honest. We know that our actions don't necessarily make us worthy of receiving your blessing. So then what are we asking for? Asei imonu tzedakah v'chesed. Hashem, please perform acts of charity and kindness. V'hoishienu. And save us. Save us. We ask Hashem for tzedakah and chesed. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us, Bisarusa de lesato isar leila. When we make a move down here, it causes a responding move on the part of Hashem. We want Hashem to do tzedakah v'chesed, the tzedakah and chesed that we do down below here on earth. This is one of the most powerful things in bringing that response from Hashem, to give us his tzedakah, his charity, and to answer our prayers. The Torah tells us thousands of years ago that the Egyptians worshipped sheep. People hear this today and they think that this is cute, it's funny. Could we imagine anybody doing that today? But the Gemara tells us that they worshipped the same thing that many people worship today. They worshipped the dollar, the euro, the yen. The Gemara says that sheep represent wealth. They're called Ashtarois Tzoim. The Gemara says in Chulin, page 84, Shema Ashtarois says Baalehem. Sheep bring wealth to those that own them. The Gemara shows that all the different parts of the sheep can be sold to make money, from it. So what people were worshipping thousands of years ago is what many people worship today, the thing that they consider the most valuable, the most important thing in life. When a Jew takes money and gives it away, gives it to other people, because Hashem said so, that's why I'm doing this. Because Hashem, the creator of the world, the one whose money it really is, the money that I have isn't really mine. Hashem says, Li HaKesev, you're my clerk. I've given you money to use for purposes to help yourself, your family. And part of that, Hashem says, it's a partnership. The money that I give you, there's a certain percentage that's yours. Hashem says, there's a certain percentage that's mine. And my part, Hashem says, I want you to allocate, I want you to give it to the poor people. They are my agents. Hashem should help that the generosity that the Jewish nation is showing, especially nowadays, with all the different crises going on all over the world, and many Jews in the Sephardic and the Ashkenazic and the Hasidic and the Lifish and all the communities, people are going beyond their normal standards to help out, especially now before the holiday of Pesach, by contributing to funds that are going to be used to help poor people for this holiday, to provide food, clothing. For some people, it's a roof over their head. The zechus of this tzedakah should bring about the warmest response from Hashem. Hashem should show us his tzedakah of chesed and help us as a nation and help each individual person with all the help that we need, especially to bring about the final geula, the coming of Moshiach, the building of the third and final Beis HaMikdash, b'nei rabbi Amenu, amen v'amen.